Welcome to Three Steps Forward, a podcast designed to help us grow as Jews, just a few steps at a time. In each episode, we will meet one interesting and thoughtful person with one or two pieces of useful advice to give. Our goal is to be both spiritually ambitious and humble. We really believe that we can accomplish great things if we take it just a few steps at a time. I have the real pleasure of being here with my good and very old friend.
Very old.
Rabbi Sammy Bergman. Mamish since, I think, the first day of third grade. Thanks for being a good friend, Sammy. Appreciate it. Really. Rabbi Sammy Bergman is the rabbi of the Young Israel of Fort Lee. He's a rabbi at Heichal and a rabbi at TABC. And he has always, since so long as I know him, he's always loved to learn Torah and grow as a Jew.
Wow.
And it's really very, very special to have a few minutes with you. And I was just wondering if you could give us one tip, one idea, one tool to improve our davening. We are approaching God, creator of the universe, Hashem. How can we be better at that?
Absolutely. I will certainly try. So I thought about this a lot, about what makes davening reading challenging. Like, why is it so hard to concentrate?
Yeah.
And I think a lot of it is the following. You're basically making yourself do something that you might not want to do at that time. Meaning, if you're going to shul, and you're going to shacharis, and you're thinking in the back of your mind, I'm doing this because that's what you're supposed to do. A good Jew gets up, goes to shul, and daven shacharis.
Yeah.
Guess what? You're not going to be able to concentrate for so long because there's lots of stuff in your mind and you want to be thinking about other things and you're forcing yourself to think about davening. And I think that is a lot of the battle. So something I try to do before davening is that, let's say I'm putting on my tallis and tefillin, I don't even do it. Like, I take my tallis, it's on my shoulder, and I just think. And I just pause and think. Why do I want to daven right now? What's the chiyuv to daven, not what's the mitzvah, but no, me, Sammy Bergman. What is on Sammy Bergman's mind right now, and how can I express that to God in a prayer? And I have found that when I do that and I get in that right mindset, that really helps me concentrate and stay in the right zone for the rest of davening. Doesn't mean it's going to be perfect the rest, of course it won't, but it really makes it a much more, not only meaningful, but pleasant experience.
Wow. That is, I love that. That's an excellent idea. Do you do this, sorry to ask you a personal question.
You may.
Thank you.
You may ask me.
Do you do this in other areas of your life? Like,
I try, and it is a great point. It is not just a davening point. I think that before you do anything, if you could take a moment to remember why you want to do it, it will be helpful for your experience. I definitely do it sometimes before I learn. I do it sometimes before I make phone calls that I really rather not make, or even if I do want to make them, but I find them challenging for whatever reason. If
yeah.
it's for fundraising, if it's because it's someone that I get nervous before I talk to sometimes, I think, like, okay, you're nervous, but why do you want to talk to this person? Focus on that. And it can often be very helpful.
Wow. Sammy Bergman. Rabbi Sammy Bergman. Insight and just good things, man. Wow, how fabulous. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your time. I appreciate your insight. That was a great one. Oh, yeah.
Thank you so much for taking three steps forward with me. There is a wide and bright horizon ahead. Please review our podcast, and if you learned something new, share it with a friend. More episodes are on the way.